Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Next with Louisville Improvisers.
All right, so you need to return the DVDs, man.
I know that
they're overdue.
I know that they're overdue. Okay,
I don't know why we all had to come along for this.
Yeah. Well, I think Alex worried
because I don't like to do stuff like this alone because they're late and Todd's gonna yell at me again.
Well, I mean, technically you're not even allowed back in.
Well, okay. So you guys go in front of me, okay?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't want to be like
the. Chances are he's not going to be in there.
Okay. Well, no. Todd's always. He's always doing something.
He's off site.
He's probably down at FPK or something talking to Laura Shine.
Right.
Well, it's Tuesday, isn't it? Tuesday afternoon.
Okay. Go.
All right. Well, okay. Let's go in.
Shit, he's in there.
All right, he's working the counter. Hey, Todd. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Well, here's the deal. Alec. Talk to him.
I'm sorry. They're late, Todd.
It's all right. You're not the first person.
Oh, my God.
See? You're worried about nothing.
Yeah, you're right.
There was a guy in here last week that returned something late, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, believe it or not.
Really? Tell us about it.
Yeah.
Was it
I couldn't believe somebody would ever do something like that.
What was the movie?
You know, that I can't remember. But it hurt my feelings quite a bit, actually, that somebody would do something like that.
I mean, it kind of brings up the whole trust in the relationship thing, doesn't it?
Evidently, there isn't any. Seems to be what I'm feeling anyway.
Right now?
Just in general.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Not specifically, though.
No.
Good.
No.
Okay. Because I'm feeling massive amounts of guilt. And, wow. You know, and tomorrow's Mother's Day, and, you know, it just makes me feel guilty.
If it keeps you from doing it again, then I think that's a good thing.
Probably not.
But, all right. I was
handling this very well.
Yeah, no. Well, I think. Yeah. I mean, I think that's why Todd, I mean, he's a business owner, first of all, but he's a nice guy. So, I mean.
Not as nice as I used to be, though.
Really?
Being a business owner will make you be meaner.
Yeah, a small business owner in this
maybe
day and age.
Maybe not everybody, but.
You? Yeah.
You have to be in some ways, or else you can't. Throw crazy people out of your store and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He
keeps looking at
Why
me
are
like
you
that?
Looking at me?
I know. He's looking at me like that. I know. Yeah. So,
hey,
you know.
Hey, Alec, why don't you step outside for a minute?
Okay, I'm going to go outside.
Yeah, go next door. Get something to eat.
Give me some spring rolls.
Yeah. I want some wonton soup.
Okay.
All right. And, dude, take your time.
You got it.
Okay.
Wow.
I apologize for that, Todd. I mean, I didn't know he was going to be here.
No, I meant wow that you told him to take his time. that's harsh.
Will you just... Hey, Todd, do you want anything? Yeah, sorry to come back.
I'm good.
You sure?
I'm good. Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, I'll be back in 10 or so.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good. Well, Todd, how long have you been at this particular location?
Let's see, 12 years.
Yeah. 12 years. Well, because I remember when I moved here 15 years ago, November 98, and you were up on Bardstown Road near Calvary Lutheran Church, whatever part.
Let's see. Yeah, I guess in 98, we would have been there. It's up close to Speed Avenue. There's a MMA training center in there now, in the spot.
Oh, we know.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Oh, I've seen you all in there.
Yeah. That's why we're all a little sweaty. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Let me put my shirt
and
on.
And bleeding.
See, I was sweating and bleeding. Absolutely. Yeah. And I apologize for that.
I apologize that we cut in front of this line of people.
Well, no, we know, Todd.
They can wait. They're used to waiting a half hour or so
for their
waited on by me.
Hey, Brian, did you want shrimp or pork?
Just make a decision.
Whoa.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. Well, no, it's a long story.
Well, sure, it's a long story, but the question was directed at me.
Look, all right, I've just...
Fair enough. We'll talk about this later. I don't want to talk about this in front of Todd.
Well, not in front... No, it's already... Well, the line's already backing up. No, let's just say Alec was supposed to pick me up this morning.
Yeah?
And he forgot.
And at the manor?
At the manor. And he was supposed to give me a ride, and he completely forgot me. I got soaked, and so, you know what? I'm just not in the mood for it right now.
Wow.
Yeah, but anyway, we're not going to bore Todd with this.
Sounds pretty bad.
It wasn't good. But anyway, enough about that. And then you moved down?
Then we were on Baxter Avenue. Let's see. What's their the name keeps changing. I think it's called 942 Baxter. What's it called? Taco Luchador?
We
were just to the left of that. That's... The actual building that isn't there anymore, but...
Oh, yeah. You were there for a while, a couple of years, maybe?
I think so, yeah. Across from Pattaya.
Yes.
Which a lot of the guys that worked at the store enjoyed.
Yeah, I've never went in there. What was Pattaya?
It's still there. It's a young woman's clothing store.
Boutique.
Yeah.
So the man...
You get
guys...
a slice of pizza and sit out.
Or as one guy called it, a store for girls with no ass. That's what a customer called it once years ago.
Okay. Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah,
which I enjoyed that. That was a funny comment.
Yeah. It definitely works for me. Yeah. I have another semi-related question. Do you have to be in a band to work at Wild and Woolly, or does it hurt?
Actually, now it does hurt because we usually ask people because nothing against those that are in bands, but it does create some scheduling problems.
Yeah.
Because I've found over the years that as they have to be, bands are usually a pretty high priority for people, and that can create problems at times. No, not major problems, but we've got enough people that play music, so we actually do ask people now, are you in a band? And that's kind of a deal breaker most of the time.
Yeah. And so, how successful is your band? And
I usually just, are you in one? It doesn't really, I mean, you know, I hope every band that wants to be successful is successful, but it doesn't matter if they're successful or not, you know?
Right.
It's still usually a pretty good priority for them, you know, but we're trying to keep the place running.
Yeah.
That's why Chris quit the band that he was in before.
Yeah.
Becoming an improviser.
Well, that's it. Yeah. Less scheduling problem. I mean, you know.
Less conflict of interest.
And you don't have to practice that much, I guess. trying to improvise the same thing over and over again.
No. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I love, and I think it's no secret, music is my first love.
Mm-hmm.
And I love being in a band. And
you're a frontman.
Well, I'm a showman.
Yeah.
And a
hey,
song.
Chris, set. They're out at Wonton Soup. You want some pho?
Pho? You mean pho? Or pho?
Pho.
Pho. Sure. I'll have some pho.
Beef or chicken?
It's always chicken.
Okay.
Thank you. Hey, dude.
I'll be back in a minute.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I yelled earlier. You didn't hear me. Fucking asshole.
Everybody's looking. You're doing a brisk business in here.
Yeah, Todd. So, I mean, this has been a really good location for you then, huh?
Yeah, it's... we needed to move somewhere. So, this building, it was boarded up for, I want to say, roughly 20 years.
Wow.
So, one day I just called the guy. You know, it had a for sale sign on it all that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just called the guy and it just kind of worked out, I guess, you know. So, but back when I was playing in bands at Tooligan's or Charlie's Pizzeria, the building was vacant, you know, boarded up. So it was boarded up for a long time. So.
Yeah. Why was it boarded up for so long? Do you know?
Well, I think partly the guy that owned it, he was pretty eccentric, and he didn't really want to wheel and deal much on the building, but I think part of it was he could probably tell that I wasn't a real estate mogul or whatever. So I think that helped me, because there was a guy who owned a bunch of property up and down Bardstown Road, and he just flat out would not sell it to him, you know. So he was that kind of guy, I guess. Yeah, you know. So
right,
it worked out for me so far anyway. We'll see.
So cool. Well, so you it's kind of a personal question. But you own the building?
Well, the bank owns it.
Well, right, right, right.
Someday I hope to own it.
No, but I think that's great. I mean, I, for you, you know what I mean?
It helps. You don't have to worry about somebody raising the rent every couple of years or whatever else, you know?
Right. So. Yeah, yeah. Well, it makes me think about Ear Ecstasy, actually.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, God, I mean, I miss it so much. I miss it every day, but he didn't own the building, right? So.
No, and I know, well, that'd be a tough building to own, I would say. I mean, that's a whole different ball of wax, you know. But if they would have ever sold it, which I'm sure they wouldn't have, but it does help in a lot of ways. Although, you know, I kind of have a part-time job doing building maintenance, you know, so it's a trade-off.
I live in a house, and it's the first house I've lived in since I lived in my parents' house. And you don't get to call the landlord, man, you know?
Although, in my experience, you call the landlord and nothing ever happens. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
go figure.
Yeah. Well, I had a good one in Berkeley. He was a nice guy. He was an older guy, and then he died, and then a corporation, or it was like three lawyers bought the building.
Gotcha.
And I was like, oh, shit, we're out of here. You know what I mean?
No.
Well, speaking of that, I mean, the building, Miracle Cleaner, you were right next to Miracle Cleaners, which was empty for a while.
Yep.
And then they just tore that down, and I guess they're putting, what are they putting up, do you know?
Mellow Mushroom. Oh. That's what they're trying to do. And I'm sure it'll happen somehow, you know, but they're still getting the permits approved, you know, for everything they want to build. And it's pretty, I've seen pictures of what they're trying to do, and it's pretty fancy, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that kind of stuff doesn't happen overnight, you know.
But Pete's in a movie, huh?
I don't think it'll hurt, you know. Several people have made comments about, do we really need more pizza on Bardstown Road? But
I'm not sure we do, but
it's not about need, I don't think. It's about what do people like to go buy, and
speaking of
places
movies,
they like to hang out.
I think we're holding up the line. I think we should rent something.
Oh, well, okay. All right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
it's your pick.
I get to pick the movie?
Yeah.
I get to pick. All right. Well, hey, why don't I go? I mean, I love the new Criterion stuff. You know, why don't you guys.
What are some new Criterion?
Do you know?
Titles.
Well, do you know, Tom?
I can think of a couple off the top of my head. Ace in the Hole, which I think coincidentally is the same title as the movie you just brought back, but it's a totally different kind of movie, the one you just brought back.
Spelled differently.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
I'm talking about the one with Kirk Douglas.
Okay,
that's
yeah,
the
not
one
the.
I'm talking about.
Yeah, not the. Right.
All right.
No.
Hey, guys, I'm back.
Hey, yeah. Hey.
All right, here, Brian. Here's your.
Oh, thank
your
you.
Spring rolls. Here's your pho.
Hey, pho. Thank you. And Todd, you don't mind if we eat in here, do you?
No. Just take your time.
Well, good, because I brought a table in from next door.
That's fine. Yeah. They love it. When people do that.
Yeah.
Well, you had a Criterion.
Can you pass the hot sauce?
Yeah. Thanks. Here you go. Here. Well, I've just got. Yeah,
is that sriracha.
Sriracha
bottle.
I got the travel bottle.
That
is
a commodity.
He keeps it in his fanny pack.
Well, it's not. Once again, it's the group's fanny pack, not my fanny pack. I don't wear it just for the. Anyway, yeah.
It's
here
just
it is.
Adjusted to
you.
To you.
Well, it's
tailored.
It's tailored to my weight.
Hey, you have Ace in the Hole. That's not. That's
no,
different.
It's not the dude. It's not the one we just saw. Yeah.
Okay. No, that looks like the Burt Lancaster.
Which
one.
I wanted to ask about that. Do y'all usually rent adult movies together? Is that a normal thing with y'all?
It's research.
All right. Yeah, that's what
right.
I was,
yeah.
Well, Let's just say on Alex Week, we do.
Yeah, right. You know, because we have a full screen in the manor. We have a viewing room.
All right.
That, you know, it's a full screen.
I'm used to that being kind of a solitary endeavor, you know.
Well, we're all about,
you know, even when we're together, yeah, we're pretty solitary.
All right.
Yeah.
And we're about ensemble, if
there's
nothing
certain
else.
Things,
nothing
else. There's certain we're things, about, though, that are hard to tune out.
Well,
when somebody else is doing it in the same room. Well,
no, and here's,
maybe are better than
lower
me,
the lights.
Exactly.
Well, no, I think Todd, we've definitely we had to institute a no talking rule. Okay, so that helps.
That broke my concentration.
Because that helps with the focus.
Yeah,
for sure.
I mean, I was there so much longer. Brian would start talking about something that he'd be watching in the film, like the decor,
well,
the sets.
I get nitpicky.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody really cares about the production value.
Well, I happen
for yourself.
To.
Okay. Yeah, right.
Okay, that's my thing. That's okay.
I'm a details man.
Yeah.
You know what? And is there another? Because I love the Criterion Collection. Is there another?
Criterion Collection. You
put, new release.
I'm
putting Todd on the spot. I mean,
I know we just got in the Bergman's Persona. That's another new one, which I haven't watched that release of that movie. I'm sure there are others. Foreign Correspondent, Hitchcock movie.
Yeah.
Those come to mind. I'm sure there are other ones. But
Yeah.
And we don't get every single one of them because some of the movies are so, well, usually we don't make our money back on them anyway, but.
Oh, really?
Nah, not really. Not, they're people too expensive.
Well, yeah.
The super obscure foreign films, there's no zero chance of, you know, they might rent one time or something. So we don't get every single one of them is
the
point I'm trying to make.
But. Do you order everything? Are you the official orderer?
Overall, yes. But we commiserate on stuff, you know, like if I miss something,
right,
we have lots of ways to make sure it gets covered and, you know, people tell me, oh, people have been asking about this. We have a pad for customers to write stuff down on, a pad for employees to write things down that people ask about that we don't, you know. So there's plenty of feedback, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
The last movie I watched, the Lego Movie.
Oh.
What'd you think?
I loved it.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
I did. I took my kids to see it.
Yeah. Did they like it?
They did. They're nuts about Legos.
It was much more, much smarter than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
That's really funny.
Yeah, and I liked how it,
really,
I think it was corporate. It was all computerized, but it didn't really look like it.
No,
much,
and little like things the like the little 80s astronaut Lego had a broken helmet because they were, you'd put them on them and have to take them off with your teeth or something because you couldn't. Little details, like detail man.
You are
a
detail man,
Brian.
In all genres of film,
I would have liked to have gone to that with you.
Well, I just watched it on my laptop, but next time.
Is that what you were doing?
Yeah,
the other day.
Yeah,
I thought you were watching porn.
Hey, Todd, you got a bathroom here?
Lego porn.
Yeah,
there is Lego porn.
I believe it.
He's
which
got a
doesn't
lot of
seem
it.
That
yeah, right.
sick, really.
Chris needs
compared
a bathroom.
To
no, that's all right. No, I'll go next door. That's fine. No, I mean,
just go next door.
Just go to Walgreens.
Okay, I'll go to Walgreens.
They love it when people ask to use their bathroom.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Walgreens. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'll be right back, you guys.
And if the old woman is at the counter, don't go to that one because you'll be there forever.
Wow, that raises more questions than it answers. Okay,
she's flirty.
Oh, her.
Yeah, and she can't count.
Okay. All right. I'll be back in a second.
Here, take the table back.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll be right back.
There. It was a double feature. I watched Lego Movie and American Hustle.
Together.
Well, one then the other. What did you think of that? Did you see American Hustle?
I thought it was pretty good. It was.
I did too.
It didn't blow my mind.
I'm not
mind,
just being a fanboy, but I thought Jennifer Lawrence is really
she was,
pretty good.
Yeah, she was funny, and I've never been super sold on her acting abilities. Not that I thought they were terrible, but you know, but she was really good in that movie. Kind of wish she would have been in it more.
She just kind of disappeared.
No, but her parts were great.
Where are you marathoning now? Isn't there a TV show?
The TV show that I'm marathoning? Yeah. Well, I did The Americans.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's season one of that. And then also we're working through Justified.
That's another good one.
Except my problem is that I went to UK. And so – and this pisses off my wife so much because I'll sit there and go, that's not in Lexington. There's no bridge like that in Lexington. And I know that it's filmed in Southern California, but it still bothers me every week that I watch.
Well, you suspend your disbelief.
It's really hard. I have no willing suspension.
I couldn't – well, I'm not a big TV show watcher anyway, but I couldn't suspend – my disbelief enough for that one.
Oh, and the dialects, too. Yeah. The dialects are all – the guy who plays his father, who supposedly – this is in Harlan, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, my drug dealer in college was from Harlan. So, you know, I spent a lot of time driving back and forth. And nobody sounds – this guy sounds like he's from Boston. Mm-hmm. So whoever the dialect coach on that show is, I just want to just shoot him. But it's kind of funny sometimes. I mean, Nurse Jackie is great, too. I've been watching that.
Hey guys, I'm back.
You got out of that quickly.
Well, I didn't make it, actually.
Oh, you did?
Oh, no. Oh well.
Oh, well, you have another set of clothes. You've got them on?
No. I'm saying I stopped at KFC and just took a leak on their bushes.
That's KFC 2?
2.
KFC
11.
11. KFC 11.
What does that mean? What does that even mean?
You know, at first I thought it was a Spinal Tap kind of thing.
Right.
It's then, one louder. Yeah. Chicken is then, one louder.
It dawned on me that it's 11, the 11 herbs and spices.
Oh,
you know, but it's a healthier – I haven't actually been in there yet, but it's a healthier –
you can get your
it's like Chipotle
yes.
combined with KFC, basically.
Oh, okay.
You know, you can get your rice bowl and stuff like that. So
I do have a question, though. Slint. You guys just had a movie? I mean, you're officially a member of Slint, I guess, or not?
I'm not a member of the current band that plays concerts, but there's no denying that I played on the album Spiderland.
Okay.
I can tell people enough stuff about it that they'll believe me. You know what I mean? I guess you could say I used to be in the band, but then when we do things like the reissue project or the movie, then it all comes back or whatever. You know, I can't ever totally escape or whatever.
Well, how do you feel about it? I mean, are you proud of it? I mean, do you wish it would go away?
No, I mean, there are days that I'd wish it would go away. but no, overall, it's really cool to have been involved with something that people seem to like a whole lot. And, you know, it wasn't all the money that I used to start up the store, but, you know, I had some money saved up that I had saved from the sales of that record over a few years, and that's how I started the video store. So you can't, you know, can't complain about that. You know,
And did you like the movie?
I did. He spent 8 years on it, so I saw it in a lot of different permutations, and it went from, I mean, he's a talented filmmaker, so it went from being just kind of about Slint and Spider-Man, and then kind of Louisville, that scene in general. And by the end of it, I was like, wow, this is like a real movie. You know, because it started out being kind of like a bonus feature kind of thing.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. But by the end of it, I was like, wow, this is, you know, I didn't know how else to say it, but it's like a real movie, you know.
So yeah.
We got lucky that somebody cared about it that much to put that much work into it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you don't play at all anymore?
I do play some music just for fun, sitting down in my basement. I actually started taking banjo lessons a few months ago, so I've been fooling around with that a little bit, but not, you know, just play for fun. If I play, I play for fun.
So
that's good enough, you know.
Absolutely, man. You know, music is great. Hey, Todd, I think we've taken up enough of your time, and God, these people behind us are really pissed.
Yeah, I just want to
I want to rent Princess Bride one more time.
God, but this will be what, 35 or 36?
It's a Mother's Day tradition.
All right. Okay. Yeah, okay.
We can do it.
Thank you, Todd. Yeah.
Thank you. It's good talking to y'all.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, thanks for having us.